And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, good morning, anglers, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Having a great time in studio with Kevin Mattson, world traveler, expert angler. I don't know, there's a whole list of names, but if you missed the first hour of the show, Rick's up with Dallas and Central Northern California area. Hopefully they're having a good time. I don't think Rick goes anywhere without a rod. Hopefully we'll hear some fishing stories from that trip. And Pete's up in Montana. We heard from him in the first hour, fishing with Paul Lepore, fishing the Montana streams. Just sound like an amazing time looking at turkey and deer. I don't know, it sound like enough fun to me right there, but I'm sure he got a afternoon in yesterday and had some great trout fishing. I'm sure there'll be some incredible stories from that trip. But as we get into it, I appreciate Gundy with the Surf Report. I appreciate you being patient and waiting through the top of the hour break there. And always, Gundy, the Surf Report is always my favorite report of the entire week. Good morning.
Thanks, Corey. That's nice words. It's really the tackle shops, and that's why I encourage you guys to go into the smaller tackle shops. They know what's going on, and if you pay a few more bucks for the product, what's the big deal? Where are you going to get that information? You want those guys to stay in business and keep. No one else gives you this information. And every week, I call each of these shops, and I can chew the fat with the best of us. We talk about fishing, and that's why we get such good reports. But, Rock Hot's pretty far inland. He gets nosebleeds. He goes that far inland, doesn't he, Corey?
I kind of agree with you, yeah, right? same thing I was thinking.
Well, let's get with the report here. Another solid week, strong backside of the moon tides, warm water, lots of corbina catches, spot fin, yellowfin, calico bass. We had a lot more white sea bass, and that's probably a function of the full moon. And then those bonita are showing in a real good show in L.A. Harbor, and two striped bass in the count. So you're seeing a slight transition into the fall here. The one limiting factor was what, Wooly was talking about, and there's this streaky water, so you can come onto a beach and it'll be kelp and eelgrass and just off color, and you're just going to have to hit another spot. You have to be flexible, and there's certain areas that have that off color water that's still lingering, and you just got to react and find that clean water. Let's get to it here. Hook, line, sinker reported more good perch catches. There were way north, Refugio, El Capitan. Limit style fishing on the perch and, fish up to 1 1/4, most of them about a half to a pound. But very good fishing. Muscle lugworms, the top baits there. And they also had a 38-inch white sea bass taken off East Beach on a grunion pattern swim bait. Wiley's reported, yeah, that's a real nice one. And there's been more of those in the mix in the shallows there. Once that water cleans up, I think we're going to see a lot more catches there. Wiley was reported good mixed bag fishing, a 5-pound spot fin, pretty far north for spot fin, but it was taken off Coastline Drive on a mussel. Good fishing on the reef beaches there. They're still making some nice catches on the calico bass with a few yelping croaker in the mix, and they had two more legal white sea bass taken off county line on swim baits there. Lots of corbina catches in the Malibu area. Just fishing down the road there, reported two striped bass taken off El Segundo. Both fish, 6 and 8 pounds, were taken on a flash minnow. Usually those catches were made by halibut guys, but once you see a few fish caught, then it's time to make a move. More bonita showing in L.A. in King Harbor, and then big fish reported bonita catches in L.A. Harbor. Seal Beach Pier, the Belmont Pier, they made catches. Some of the guys on the jetty, 72nd place, Saw the fish pop up there, crocodiles, feathered castmasters, bubble and fly combos have been the best bet there. The fish are pushing anchovies and small sardines, so look for the birds. The birds are going to tell you where that's going on. Ketchum Tackle reported warm, clean water on the peninsula and biting corbina. Good catches on 1 to 3 pound fish. A few better kickers pushing the 4 pound mark. Excellent bay bass fishing inside Newport Harbor with those strong tides. Hogan's reported the best corbina action was off South Laguna, Strand, Salt Creek. Lots of 2 to 3 pound class fish. A few barred perch in there, and there's some nicer ones near the rocks there. 10-inch, I think, is one of the better ones. Capel Bay was plagued with that dirty water, and the guys didn't do too well there this week. Pacific Coast reported good corbina action off Del Mar, Torrey Pines. That Oceanside to Carlsbad stretch was a little off color. The better catches were down below Tamarack, Del Mar, Torrey Pines, all of that. Some nice corbin in there. They had a 4-pound, 2-ounce fish this week, and then a 5-pound, 3-ounce spot fin off Terramar on a good shrimp. So good fishing, Corey. You just got to find the clean water, and you got to be willing to change your plan. If you hit the beach and the conditions don't look right, you know, make a move. Or what I like to do is, like in San Clemente, I got a few little perch spots that I can sit over the bluffs, and I'll just whip out the binoculars and look down the beach and up the beach and see where those better stretches are. It's pretty easy to see that dirty water.
Yeah, that's an awesome report. And, man, hearing spot fin all the way up north and a few stripers mixed in with a bonito, I mean, it's just, like, crazy stuff. And I honestly, the surf fishing and shore fishing to me and as well, Kevin, I know it's just a huge part of my heart for sure.
It is. It's so dynamic, you know. I just wrote a piece for Western Outdoor News this week on fishing frozen anchovy, you know, and that's it's one of those baits you fish inshore. And, I mean, you can hook anything on it from a shark, you know, to a barred perch, you know. And so we talk a little bit about how well that bait works for inshore fishermen, especially surf and shore fishermen.
Yeah, no, that's a good one for sure. And you said that's in the Pacific Coast Sporting Mag?
No, that'll be in Western Outdoor News. Probably the next week or two you'll see it in there. And, yeah, you know, there's little nuances about fishing anchovy. And a lot of guys overlook it, you know, and there's nothing wrong with fishing lures in times. But when they're off the lures, and you know, sometimes you just got to go to the bait. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I appreciate the tips for the listeners, too, because that's you know, when there's a little bit of surf grass or a little bit of loose stuff in the water, sometimes you can get away fishing bait, whereas a lure, you're just collecting and dragging through it, you know?
That's it, absolutely. And, you know, the better your game is as far as, you know, I talk to guys and go, I just throw lures, you know, but you're leaving out a big part, you know, because you have that game where you could fish bait and lures, then, boy, you're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, Gundy, appreciate the reports. And from the heart, I absolutely love your reports every week. Always look forward to them. And look forward to next week's report, Gundy.
I appreciate the nice comments, Corey. And let's get back to surface iron fishing. This is good stuff.
I know, right? That's what we're talking about. All right, Gundy.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good week. Always a pleasure.
Okay, good stuff. All right. Hey, with that being mentioned, check surffishtackle.com. for all your surf fishing reports and needs and tackle and more right there. Bill Varney puts together all kinds of cool stuff. Again, surffishtackle.com. And so, Kevin, I've got a great text here as we get back into this. And this comes from John in Ocean Beach, and it kind of ties in with Gundy's report. He says, Kevin, I'm a big shoreline fisherman and would like to talk about methods of being stealth fishing from the shore and the surf. And I often see people go into the water, and it seems to scare the fish away. If you can elaborate a little more on stealth fishing the surf and shore fishing.
I think it depends on movement.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can go stand knee-deep water and not even move, and the corvina and the croaker are right at your feet. All that stuff's on movement, kind of like the skiff. Like we're talking with the white sea bass. I tell people, like, well, look at that sea bass. The first thing you want to do is point at it, and then they're gone.
Like that quick. Like I've seen it. I witnessed it.
You watch a blue heron, you see the way they move.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same concept. in my mind, it's the smooth movement to everything.
So you're saying it's all, you know, it's kind of my train of thought too. It's all right to be in the water. You could be in, you know, ankle, knee deep water. But if you're standing still, that's a different situation than it would be tromping and splashing and moving. And you'd be amazed. I mean, don't you agree that you stepping on the sand is putting vibration?
All of it.
That they sense.
They're so tuned in.
Yes.
Anything with movement. And, you know, colors, too. I try not to wear flashy colors. Do they see color? There's all kinds of trains of thought on that. But, I, you know, like when I fish largemouth bass and stuff like that in the boat, I like to wear something kind of, you know, matches the sky. It depends on what you're doing. If you're walking the bank and it's brush, you know, you want to have something with a little bit of green, brown. I don't know. I get weird about that. I just think all those little things matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, it's kind of like blending in with the sky and not making movement. Now, that's great stuff. It ties in with the Surf Report. And hopefully, John in Ocean Beach, we appreciate you texting the show via the app there. And with that being said, let's jump into the lines, man. They have been jammed up the whole time here, Kevin, and talk to Tom. Tom Cohn from University City. Thank you for your patience this morning. And welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Great show. Lots of good information.
How's it going, Tom?
My question is about beginner calico bass fishing. So I have a little skiff, and, you know, I'm okay at bass fishing, but I want to take my daughter and my son out and give them a little spinning reel and have them throw a swim bait and just get bites. It doesn't have to be about big fish, like up in the San Diego area. And so I was wondering if you could just tell me, with a spinning reel, do you leave the swim bait and do you leave it in gear or out of gear to let it sink or just retrieve it? And what would be a good bait to just get bites? If you don't need it to be big fish, you just want to get a lot of bites.
Great question. What do you think, Kevin?
What are you thinking about fishing? You fishing the kelp? You fishing La Jolla, Point Loma? If I was you, I'd probably start out in the bay with a little darter head. You know, like a quarter round starter head or something big, just to get a feel for it.
Oh, there you go. Right. Yeah, fishing the kelp.
I was thinking drifting through the kelp in La Jolla.
Oh, okay. I'd probably fish that weedless bait, you know, something like Corey's weedless. And what kind of spinning rod you got? Like, what pound line you fishing?
Yeah, so I have a spinning rod with, you know, just a 50-pound Power Pro with a little top shot on it. And
okay.
Pretty light.
Yeah, that'll work. Get that weedless bait and fish it over the canopy, and you're looking for current as much as anything. When you see the kelp standing straight up, normally you're at the wrong spot or the wrong time. Move down the bank about 100 yards. You want it to just lay down nice. And then what I like to do is just parallel the stringers and kind of fish across the stringers and bring it across the points and alleys. And you'll realize when the canopy's floating, those bass will sit up under the canopy, and if you parallel the canopy, you'll get bit. And like Corey talked about earlier, fish it with tip up. So instead of pointing your rod at the lure and just winding it, you got your tip up. When the fish blows up on it, fish it like you're worm fishing. Just drop the tip, let them take it, and then set up on them. That's the main thing with the weedless bait and calico bass is giving it to them. A lot of guys set the hook on the blow up and they don't hang them.
Yeah, and that's we talked about it earlier, Tom. I mean, your worst enemy is to point the rod tip at the lure. No matter what kind of artificial you're fishing. I mean, surface iron, you get away with it, you know. You've got a treble hook on the back end, and they're done. But when you come tight with Power Pro and there's no give, you have to have a little minor amount of give in the whole outfit, you know. And by pointing your rod, it's your worst enemy, really. I mean, what we described to Jeff, who called from Cedros, fishing a slug, it's from the heart. I mean, fishing with the rod tip out, it's a worst thing to do, for sure. Does that help you out, Tom? All right.
That does help.
Yeah. And, you know, and for lure-wise, too, I had my son here. My son was here for a week from Ohio and just left this last week. And we had a tremendous amount of fun fishing up at La Jolla. We fished La Jolla a day, and we fished Point Loma one day. And we had, you know, like 25 fish each day, roughly. And fishing the 5-inch weedless on a 7-aught Gamakatsu super line swim bait hook. And we had fish from 12-inch to like 4.5 pounds, you know. But you're going to catch those 13 to 15 inchers and just have a tremendous time. And there's so much of that out in our local area here from our whole Southland, you know, with the whole size limit change and that whole deal, there's a tremendous amount of 12 to 15-inch fish, which is a lot of fun, Tom. So hopefully you have a good time and report back with us. And with that being said, we've got Mr. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, on the line. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros at Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger, and their amazing poke kit, too. They are now open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Good morning, your saltwater guide, Mr. Dave Hansen, with the fishdope.com report.
Well, good morning, guys. It's fun listening to you because you know my favorite fish to fish for is calico bass. So to listen to you guys talk about calicos the whole time, that's it for me. And I got my fix this week, Corey. I've been up here all week. I flew up on Monday and went straight to San Clemente Island, fished calicos on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I was not disappointed. It was really fun fishing. That backside of the island is so healthy right now. That kelp is so thick back there. And, man, all you got to do is find a little bit of trickle of current like you were just talking about. Just find a trickle of current, and it is game on, boy. Those calicos were biting. We had multiple fish over 6 pounds. It was just really fun fishing. You know me. I know you guys are lure fishermen. I'm a bait guy, and it's nothing like throwing that sardine in the middle of that mat on that fish out of there. It's a lot of fun. I had a really good time. I really miss that a lot. Then on the front side of the island, there's still really good yellowtail fishing. If you can find some current, there's fun fishing on the front. There's lots of bonita. There's lots of bigger barracuda mixed in along the front side of the island as long as you find some current. And then there's plenty of that yellowtail from like 5 pounds up to 20, 30-pound fish up and down the front side of the island and also in the cove and on the west end. But it's all about the conditions. And then as far as that offshore bluefin stuff goes, we saw plenty of foamers coming to and from the island in the middle of the channel. We stopped on a kelp there on the mackerel bank, caught a handful of Dorado, a couple of yellowtail. So that's what's going on out there. That's part of the woods. And then Catalina, I had a bunch of buddies fishing there the last few days. They really had fun fishing over there. They're talking every bait to bite, calico bass, bonita, barracuda, some yellowtail, and it's all about the conditions, and it's all about our favorite animal on the planet, the California sea lion. If you can find an area where there's no sea lions, it's really fun fishing at Catalina right now. And then look what's going on at the Coronados. That, I don't know how they get those fish through that, but, man, that San Diego pulling 15, 20 boats along with him and 30, 40 sea lions, and he's still knocking the crap out of the yellowtail. Could you imagine how much yellowtail must be there to catch fish with all those kind of conditions?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
I agree with you, Dave. I know. It's, they're not paying attention to the fishdope.com. You know, I mean, that's just a small subscription, and they'd have their own juice to run with, you know?
Yeah, you don't have to follow boats, but, man, I feel for Ryan and his relief captain. They're dragging all those boats around with them all day and dealing with that and then dealing with the sea lions. But, man, that just tells you how good the fishing is. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
we know
right.
That's all is going to happen, but I'm just trying to put the emphasis on the fishing. The fishing is insane right now. You just got to get out and you got to go.
It's been very, very, very good, Dave. And I don't know if you heard yesterday's show, but you had a few mentions in the show. We had War Heroes on Water.
Yes.
Yeah.
I listened to the show. That's near and dear to my heart. There's nothing more important than what's going on in the world right now, guys. Go to War Heroes on Water and please hit that donation button. Every single penny goes straight to the guys and it all matters.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. It's such a touching show, really. I mean, I said it yesterday 3 times. I'm going to say it again right now. And with what just happened in Afghanistan, I mean, if it doesn't touch your heart, I don't know what will. But that I'll give you the number to text again. You can text. It's a $10 donation. It's 80100. Text that number. Again, 80100. And when you do, text WHOW, and it's going to take a simple $10 on your phone bill. You can do it up to 10 times. I see Kevin. Kevin's doing it right now as we speak. He's on it. Okay, so do that. And the other thing I wanted to mention too, Dave, is in conjunction with yesterday's show, we had several questions of people wanted to know what they can do to help with their own private boats. They're small boats like Kevin has, like I have, you know, 21-foot boat, whether it's 18, 21, whatever you have, a smaller boat you want to help and take a veteran fishing. The best way, we got some information yesterday, is go to your VFW post. VFW post is where the veterans, the foreign wars, go to have brethren and to be together. So you can do one of two things there. You can put a post up on a billboard, or you can talk to the manager of the VFW post, and he'll connect you with veterans of all ages, young and old, and people that might want to go fishing. So you can go to your local VFW post and put that together. It's one way to do it, Dave.
Right here for a second. Yeah, that is unbelievable. I'll tell you what, gang, you need to come down for the parade. We do a parade inside of Newport Harbor on the launch date. I believe it's going to be on the 2nd. Yeah, I don't believe it. It's on the 2nd of October. And you guys with the smaller boats, I know you can't go on and be a part of this tournament, but you can come down. Put a bunch of American flags on your boat, on your bass boat, on your skiff, on your whatever. Come down to Newport Harbor, launch your boat at the launch ramp there, and get over there and get involved in this thing. There's a little map on the where Anthony's house is. We're going to be picking up the war heroes at Anthony's house on each one of the yachts that we all. And, guys, every single one of us that are a part of this, every captain, every owner of the boat, every deckhand, we all donate every single second of our time. I fly in from Cabo. It's all donated. I pay for every single thing because it's such an important event. It's one of the most important things I've done besides have children and get married to Kelly. These guys have gotten so deep into my heart, and if I don't calm down right now, I'll start crying because it is super important.
It's touching. It's very, very touching, Dave. And if you missed yesterday's show, it's something to listen to. But, again, I'll give that number, Dave. So, people, it's 80100 and text War Heroes on Water, which is just the four letters, WHOW. And that will take $10 on your phone bill. You can do it up to 10 times if you wish and up to $100. So, Dave, we appreciate the report. Look forward to that. And for those that want to drive their own boat and not follow Ryan around on the San Diego like Dave's saying, exactly, Dave, that's look up on fishdope.com. You can get a discount on your membership. Use the letters hook up now. All lowercase, no space, and you can save some money on a membership right there, Dave. And how do we find you?
Gang, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I have lots of information over there about the war heroes also. Gang, these men and women have done everything they possibly could so that we can all go fishing on our days off for fun here in Southern California. So, man, go out there and make sure that they understand that you appreciate what the men and women of our armed forces have done. And that's all I got for you today, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Yeah, sounds wonderful, Dave. And, you know, there was 13 service members that lost their lives. There are some that have lost their limbs and have other casualties that have happened to them that can still go fishing and have a great time. Go to your local VFW post and just take one of them out fishing, man. Just step in, and if you feel it in your heart and one of them wants to go fishing, just do it. Right, Dave?
Yeah, it'll touch your heart. It'll change your life, I promise.
That's awesome,
Dave. Yeah. All right, Dave. And again, how do we find you?
YourSaltWaterGuide.com, guys. Never wonder again.
All right, there it is. Dave, thank you for the report, and lines have been jammed up the entire time, Kevin, and we're going to do it. Let's talk to John. John Colm from Long Beach. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John. Appreciate your patience this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show, as usual. I got three quick questions. First, Kevin, do you have a YouTube channel or Facebook page we can look at some of your videos on?
If you Google my name, a lot of that stuff should come up. You can check me out. I'm mostly on Instagram. It's at Kevin_Matson, M-A-T-T-S-O-N. I got my Facebook page as well, but mostly Instagram lately. Yeah, that water wolf footage is cool. If you can you can just Google Water Wolf and Marlin footage and stuff like that. It should come up.
All right.
Yes.
Great. And also a couple of line questions. For the local yellows are getting at the islands, what would be your line setup for bait fishing?
That's a great question. I mean, there's fish in the 10 to 12 pound and a lot of 12 to 15 pounders and fish up to 25, 28 pounds. What do you think, Kevin?
I'd probably fish 30, trying to get them away from the seals. You start with 30, they're not biting 30, drop down or go up. Just it's all conditions, you know, trying to adjust to the conditions.
You're just making straight 30 mono.
Mono, yeah, or a little fluoro, you know, if they're fickle. But it just depends on if they're biting or not, obviously. But it's just the seal thing, the islands, too. You know, it's just, you know, boat pressure, seals, there's variables. Just reading the conditions and making the adjustments, hook size, line size.
There it is, John. Well,
The local calico fishing at La Jolla or Point Loma, what would your line setup be for that? Fishing on a party boat.
For a sport boat, fishing a half day,
yeah.
And fishing a monofilament outfit. What do you think, Kevin?
If I was throwing wheelish, you know, it's standard 65 to 60.
Yeah.
You know, that thing's moving so fast, you can get away with that heavier string.
But fishing a bait outfit. Mono-wise, maybe 20, 25.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Yesterday we were
Would you need to tie a fluorocarbon leader on that or just go straight mono?
With straight mono, what do you think, Kevin? I mean, in my mind, straight mono is perfect. You know, that short fluorocarbon leader would be with the using Power Pro.
Yeah.
Same with you?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
And that we talked to yesterday, too, John, about the resurgence of brown bait, you know, tomcod and queenfish, and when we have those anchovy years, man, hold on, because when you have a mix of that in the bait tank, man, I'd be throwing 30 pound with a 3 or 4 aught bait hook, man, just hold on, that's good times right there. But the anchovy sardine, like we talked about, 20, 25 pound outfit, size 2, you know, size 4, size 2, maybe a 1 aught, 2 aught. In that range will do you good. Appreciate the call this morning, John. Hey, when we return on Let's Talk Hookup, more from Kevin Mattson when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, having such a fun time in here with Kevin. And the number 213-432-1090 is the number here at Let's Talk Hookup. Giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. One lucky caller is going to be lucky enough to win that trip. And, man, they've had some incredible fishing. Or you can text the show via the app. And ran across another good text here before we get into the lines. Darren from Poway has a question for you, Kevin, and he's been saving all his summer money and been working hard all summer and saved up almost $4,500 and wants your opinion. Should I buy a kayak for stealth, kelp bed, and bay fishing, or buy a 10 boat with an outboard for more range? And he likes all types of saltwater and freshwater fishing. Great question. Darren, appreciate the text.
I'd probably lean towards a 10 boat.
A 10 boat?
Yeah.
A little more range.
Yeah,
little...
yeah, but you couldn't go wrong with a kayak either. But it just, you could run it offshore. You could fish the kelp. You could fish largemouth bass. You could trailer down to Baja. You could cover ground with it.
And I have kind of the converse of that. And I love the 10 boat, and I love that. I like the kayak fishing too, man. Sitting in a Hobie with a Mirage
you
drive.
Can't go wrong.
I'm telling
either
you.
Way. Either way is good as long as you're on the water.
We did the Islander, San Clemente Island day and a half trip. Let me tell you, I sat in that thing for almost 13 hours, Kevin. I never got out. Didn't get out for lunch. I didn't get out for anything. I was in a Hobie with a Mirage drive. They're so awesome.
They
literally
are cool.
You're sitting on almost a lawn chair. It is so comfortable. None of my body was hurting from that 13 hours of being in there.
I jumped in one at Chester's. One of the guys was like, hey, you want to take a kayak out?
Yeah.
Jumped in, went over the island. Checked it out. It was rocking.
That's a cool way to do it.
It's super cool.
So for Darren, I mean, you're saying a 10 boat maybe.
I mean, either way, there's so many different applications. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You go either way, really.
You almost got to add both.
Yeah, right. I mean, once you buy the Hobie and the Mirage drive, and you have that, there's not much money wise that you're going to have in maintenance and keeping it up. But an outboard or 10 boat with a trailer, I mean, you've got stuff going on there too.
True.
Yeah. I mean, the Hobies. That's what Jeff Mariani uses down at Cedros kayak fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
bay fishing, perfect for the bay.
Right? That's a fun way to do it. Cedros, man. Cedros on the Hobie. I can't wait. I'm going down beginning of October, Kevin.
Oh, man.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
It sounds really fun.
I know. I can't wait. In fact, there was a space or two available. Yeah, going down on back-to-back trips for 9 days.
It's twisting my arm.
Right? One's a 4-day, one's a 5-day. In fact, if you want to go, check CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com or Katie. You can call Katie at 760-913-9035. I can't wait for that, man. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be a good one.
Sitting at Hobie all that time. Hey, Darren, thank you for the text. Let's get into him and talk to Jeff. Jeff calling from Huntington Beach. Thanks for being patient this morning, Jeff. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Corey, Kevin. Anyways,
hey,
I just want to say everything's going great. We really appreciate the show. Corey, good addition to the show. Up here in Huntington Beach, a lot of the kids grew up largemouth bass fishing, spotted bay bass fishing, all on a lot of Corey's swim baits. And, the excitement. I mean, the Fred Hall show, my boy works in a tackle shop, and it's all in the mind is bass, bass, bass. And then calicos. I heard your story about you growing up. And yesterday we came across a little letter. One of the kids when he was sixth grade grew up about natural high, how fishing pretty much kind of like helped him to stay away from drugs and alcohol. And he would not want to have to do anything to do with those items because of the adrenaline, the hookup, the aggressiveness of the bass. And again, using your gear, your lures. And we love calicos. We love Catalina, San Clemente, but our favorite place to go, a nice little 6-hour drive to San Quintin, San Martin Island, they're all new plastics. And those calicos got the big old shoulders. It's unbelievable how beautiful. Yeah, and all the other species. So, Kevin, Corey, I mean, our kids stayed out of a lot of trouble by having this opportunity of our excellent fisheries. And,
my grandpa told me that growing up. He said fishing will keep you out of trouble, and it has. I love it, man. It's just a passionate thing. You know, it's one of those things where it's my escape from work or anything else in life. I love it, man. I can't get on the water enough.
It's kind of your drug.
I love it.
Say
yeah.
it no
I
other way. It. And Jeff, that we talked about this when we had the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea on the show. And it is something that kept me clean my entire life. I've never done a drug in my life, I'm happy to say, except fishing. Fishing, when I met my wife, I told her I have one addiction. And she looked at me with open eyes like soda cans looking at me, like, what? And I said, I have one addiction in my life, and that's fishing. And that, it's an honest statement. And that's, growing up in Hawaiian Gardens, a very rough area, and being able to ride our bikes to El Dorado Park and fish that, and fish Seal Beach and Belmont Pier, having those things available to me is what kept my mind focused. I realize at my age now kept me focused and kept me out of that. And that's Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. It's one of those important things to get them engaged at a young age. You know, get those good 8 to 15 year olds out there and get them exposed to something fun. And it's awesome to hear, Jeff, that you enjoy that. And you talk about San Quintin, man. You have both of our eyes open, like, hello. Yeah, Jeff, that's definitely good stuff. San Quintin, man, the place close to
anything Baja.
Yeah. Hey, let's do it, man. They're jammed up, Kevin. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck, we appreciate you joining us all the way from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. Another bassaholic here. You know, I never heard of people talk about how well fish can see. This camera footage that you're going to be getting, you're going to realize, man, these guys can see pretty good. I remember seeing these little specks in the captain. What do you think those are? I mean, they're probably 80 feet down. We're coming back from the grounds, and we stopped at Coronado. And my anchovy could see them, and they could see it. I mean, you're talking a 3-inch fish, and they're way down there. You couldn't even – all you saw was their faces coming. And I think this camera work's really going to open the eyes to a lot of people. These guys can see really well. I had a deckhand once. We were cleaning yellowfin. And he goes, hey, Chuck, come over here. Me and my kid. And he goes, look through this. And he cut the eye out of a yellowfin. And we were looking through it like a camera lens. And you could see the seagull flying upside down through it. Check it out one time when you're on the cleaning table back there. It's something to see.
Wild. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
What's your favorite fish to eat?
Favorite fish to eat, Kevin?
I like wahoo.
Right?
Hands down, yeah, I like wahoo. White sea bass good, too. That white meat fish is good. I like back and forth, man. I got a drop freezer full of everything from the trips, and I eat fish a couple days a week, but wahoo's hard to beat.
What about yours, Chuck? Good. What's your favorite fish to eat?
Fresh yellowtail.
Mm. Yeah,
I got
there
a Dorado last weekend on my birthday, but that yellowtail, I got a hand. Isn't that yours, too, Corey?
Yeah. I don't discriminate. I like yellowtail. I like rockfish. But like we talked about in the opening of the show, Chuck, There is just something about fish from Guadalupe. It doesn't matter if it's a yellowfin. It doesn't matter if it's a yellowtail. The yellowtail come out like grouper. I mean, there's just something that's at a different level. I can almost give it a destination. Anything from Guadalupe. How about that? We'll leave it at that.
There you go. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Have a great day, you guys.
Definitely.
Good time.
Yeah, awesome, Chuck.
Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Right,
and
fine.
So
see
I
you.
Have a text here, Kevin, that kind of follows up with this. It's kind of perfect talking about Guadalupe. This individual didn't leave their name or where they're from, so it's okay. Don't forget to do that when you're texting the show via the app. But he says, spent many hours with Kevin at the rail. He's a wealth of knowledge and great guy. My question is, what was the preferred line size at Guadalupe on your last trip, because you just got back last week? What was your preferred line size? And this individual is going in a few weeks aboard the XL.
I'd be fishing 65 to 60. A little Seaguar fluorocarbon, 3-0 ring circle.
So if you had three outfits, maybe, let's lay it out like light, medium, and a heavier outfit.
I'd probably have a 50-pound outfit, a 60-pound outfit, and then something 80 or 100.
80 or 100.
Yeah.
Because you were getting bit on the 100.
Well, they were biting the 100. They were biting the 100 pretty good.
And you don't have to.
And guys weren't getting bit on 50. And
yeah.
I was consistently getting bit on 100, but I was the only guy chunking. Same thing. It's all conditions and adjustments.
The chunk was working?
Yeah, the chunk was working.
Yeah.
The chunk was working.
Hey, you talk about heavy string. 100-pound, you don't have to convince me. I mean, if they're going to eat 100, why not feed it to them?
Well, I like the heavy string. I can pull them up.
Yeah. That's a good one. Well, hopefully this individual has a great time and reports back to us in a few weeks.
60.
When they go,
I'd go
yeah.
60.
All right. Let's jump into the lines. Let's talk to Doug. Good morning, Doug from Montebello. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering, when you guys start fishing deep, what would you rather do, use, a yo-yo iron or like a butterfly jig? What would be better?
Great question, Kevin.
Depends on what you're fishing.
Yo-yo or butterfly? Say you're fishing Guadalupe yellows.
I'd probably fish a 7X heavy, you know, something yellow. I like yellow there for some reason. It seems to get bit.
You know, you go.
A little deeper water, like a Tatty 4-0 or something, so you can hit bottom. Gets real rocky, I start fishing a single hook instead of a treble. You know, limit the hang-ups. You know, offshore, it's knife jigs and flat falls and all that kind of stuff, tuna fishing.
Like more night fishing, the bigger bluefin and that kind of thing?
50, 50 grams, something bigger.
Yeah.
Get down to them, depending on the current.
I like it. Well, hopefully that helps you out, Doug. And let's try to take another call here and talk to Ed. Ed calling from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Cup. Appreciate you being patient and joining us this morning.
Hi, guys. Hey, I use a spinning setup for kelp and that, for the calicos and that. And I'm just, you know, sometimes I wonder how much of a length of fluorocarbon should I use on that to still have a kelp cutter rig set up.
Oh, yeah, great question.
2 foot?
24 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I use too, Ed, is a very short piece. And with that short of a piece, I mean, you want to be able to have enough. Myself, I'll tell you what I do, is I just want to have enough to be able to retie.
And chafing resistance.
And
on the teeth.
Right.
Otherwise, you'd be tying braid.
I mean, that's the whole reason for it right there.
Yeah.
And to be able to retie once or twice or whatever and go heavy. I mean, that's like going to Cedros when I'm going to be there in 5 weeks. It's going to be straight 80 pound. I might bring 60, but it'll never come out.
There you go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, Ed, hopefully that helps you out. And let's take one more. Let's talk to Corey. Corey calling from Escondido. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Corey.
Good morning, Corey and Kevin. Thanks for all you're putting out for us this morning. Good information. Got a question for you. I've got some friends who just joined Freedom Boat Club out of Point Loma there and wanting to go out just to kind of get them into the kelp. Where do you go? I mean, the gear, you've given great information on lures and lines and everything like that, but you're going out of Point Loma, you got 2 or 3 hours on a private boat. What do you recommend for them to get started just to catch a few fish? Where, what do you recommend they do, where they go, all that stuff, beginner stuff?
What do you think, Kevin? I mean, I'll tell you this, number one and first and foremost, like Dave Hansen says, don't follow the sport boat. You know, that would, if you follow the half day boat, you're just setting yourself up for disaster. They've got all the chum, they can do their thing, and
yeah,
and you'll never be able to compete with that, number one. But they also bring all the fur bearing seals and sea lions to them. So if you kind of steer away, go a half mile, a mile away from them, you're probably going to be seal free.
Current, just look for that current.
What are you looking for as far as current, you know, places to fish, bottom? Those boats seem to have pretty decent electronics on them. What are you looking at when you go around the point there and go up through Point Loma Kelp? What are you looking at as a place to set up and start getting a line?
Looking for the life. Looking for the turn birds. Look for some birds picking or activity, you know, bait flicking or downhill current. That's what I'm looking for. I try to stay away from the sport boats. I don't dig it where guys just sit on the stern of the sport boats. It's, you know what I mean? At least two jig casts away.
That's why it's the first thing I mentioned.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Corey, we're very fortunate to have Point Loma and La Jolla very close to our disposal here in San Diego, whether you're fishing on Mission Bay or San Diego. And from the Mission Bay harbor entrance to the tip of Point Loma, there's roughly 8 miles of kelp. And it has grown back very nice in the last couple of years. It looks great, great health. There's a little sparse in some areas, but you're not going to go wrong. I mean, they live in the kelp. They blend in with the kelp, and that's their ambush point. And like Kevin said, you just want to look for a little bit of current. One turn bird could be your signal. It's not 50 birds diving in an area, which obviously would be a very strong indicator, right? But sometimes just that one turn bird is all you need.
It's cover ground.
And cover ground
to
right?
look for it, yeah.
Yeah. And throw in the weedless stuff. If you do that or surface iron on the outside edge, you can cover a mile in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, you can, don't you think, Kevin?
Yeah, exactly.
And find, use that kind of a fast-paced style of fishing on the outside edge, and maybe you find that you got a few bites off this one area and swing back around. I mean, Kevin kind of taught me that one, too. You know, that's a good way to do it, Corey. All right. Well, that hopefully that helps them out. And give us a call back and give us a fish report, Corey. We look forward to hearing that. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing and more from Kevin Mattson when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make your choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfisherchartersdotcom.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. And only one lucky winner today, Kevin. One lucky caller calling in. Won that full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. That's Jeff. Jeff in Huntington Beach, congratulations. Hopefully you have a good time with that. And, Kevin, I have to say it's been an absolute joy and fun time the last 2 hours just talking fishing, everything from calico bass to Amazon to Wahoo fishing, and what's a way that someone can come on a trip with you? I know you said you're going in October.
It's pelagic charter on the Excel. It's the 8 day, the next one coming up.
Yeah, is there a spot?
I think that one's booked till 2023. You know, call down to Jason at the landing and talk to him, see if you can get on the waiting list. But that one's been packed for a minute. That's a good trip, good time of year. Variety, Wahoo fishing, grouper fishing, tuna fishing.
But just like all the other big boats, Kevin, the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, the Royal Star, the American Angler, you know, the XL, all those boats have a waiting list.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody dropping off or whatever. So it wouldn't hurt you to call down to the XL and try to get on one of those trips.
Oh, yeah. Good time of year, good group on that trip. Pelagic sponsors it. They've got a lot of good giveaways. It's a good trip, man. It's an awesome trip.
And how many days will that one be?
It's an 8 day.
An 8 day. And then after that, you have another?
December, hopefully, going back to Guyana, doing the Amazon thing.
Doing the Amazon thing.
That's
through
Steve Yatomi over at Adventure Travel Alliance.
And I know there's a couple ways to get to the Amazon, and Steve's one way. Go ahead and...
Steve's one way.
Yeah. How do they get a hold of him?
Hit him up, Adventure Travel Alliance.
Okay. There's that way, and I know Cassman also said he had a couple spots in February. Your trip's in December?
December.
Okay, yeah. December. The Amazon trip that Cassman had at CassTours.com is in February of this coming year, of 2022. Mm-hmm. February, that's CassTours.com or 800-593-6510. And how do you get a hold of Steve?
Check him out, and I'm not sure what his email is or anything like
that.
Or
they can get a hold of you. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to go with you in December, they can get a hold of you on social media.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got other trips coming, too, you know, different things. It's one of those things where trips kind of just come up, and I end up going on them. And, you know, I've got other things going through Steve. Hopefully I do some other trips. We're talking about maybe doing peacock bass over in Colombia and then doing Golden Dorado in Argentina. Stuff
that
like
is crazy.
Yeah, so... I mean, you can message me and say, hey, what trips you got coming up? Because I've always got something in the mix. I was looking at rooster fishing here. You know,
hey, I know. You are never sitting still.
Yeah. I like to go trip to trip to trip and always have something to look forward to in another trip.
And then what's your next trip on the XL after this 8 day?
Not sure. It's just kind of what comes up. I had a 4 day, another pelagic trip that came up. It's kind of as it comes. I just take it as it comes.
Yeah, that's awesome, Kevin. Again, it's been an awesome time with you in here talking fishing and a great time. Look forward to having you on here again on Let's Talk Hookup. And got to give huge thanks to Andrew for manning the boards and answering the calls and making the show run smooth, because without Andrew, it just wouldn't be that smooth. And with Adam on the app, you know, Adam runs the app and does that. And if you haven't downloaded that yet, it's super great. Easy. Hey, look forward to seeing you next week, next Saturday from El Cajon Ford. That's it'll be Ron from Cedros Island Sport Fishing Charters, Cedros Island Fishing Charters, and Sunday, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. See you next week.